Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
If you're planning on binging on Halloween candy, I've got some great news for you. There is a secret weapon that you can use to eat as much Halloween candy as you want and not pay for it.
Huh?
Now, a lot of people may not know this, but when you binge on candy, you fill your stomach with sugar, which is exactly what bacteria eat. And that means that the bad bacteria in your stomach can grow out of control.
Uh-oh.
Now, there's a way to stop that and cause the good bacteria to actually keep the balance correct. And that is to eat certain fermented foods after you eat the candy.
Fermented.
Is that kind of like when you have like acid reflux or something, you eat that big old greasy burger and fries, and you take one of those acid reflux pills just to kind of balance it all out?
Nothing like that.
Good.
Okay. Yeah. So the thing is, Cato, fermented may have sounded bad to you at first, but hear me out. Sauerkraut.
Oh, I love sauerkraut.
Sauerkraut is the best thing you can eat after eating candy.
Now, I don't sit around and eat a can of it.
Right.
Yeah.
But well, you might need to, depending on how much sugar you eat.
I can eat it on a Reuben.
Can you dip it in chocolate, the sauerkraut, and just eat them both together?
I suppose that would taste gross, but you could do it. Yeah. Also, yogurt is a fermented food.
Okay.
And some yogurts are pretty good.
Yeah.
Also, let me see if I say this right. Kombucha. Okay.
Yeah.
So that is a fermented food. That's Korean, I believe, or it's definitely Asian.
Well, you know what's so confident? I want to say the back behind the scenes right now, Tori's over there as Tom's pronouncing it, going, yeah, nodding her head, yes, that is correct. And then he goes on to kind of answer that. And she's like, she's got like shrugged shoulders, like, I don't know that.
Well, he looked at me. So I was like, yes, kombucha. That's right. And then he's like, ask him where it's from. I'm like, I don't know.
Well,
the grocery
I mean, you're
store.
So confident on the pronunciation. Yeah. I thought you might know what country.
I didn't do the origin research.
It's from the West Indies.
I believe it's Korean. And kimchi also is another one that is fermented
kimchi,
and good for you.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
Okay, yeah, those two, I think, get confused for each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or any of my leftovers in my fridge is fermented food.
So like I said, yeah. Sauerkraut and yogurt are great foods for you to have after candy.
Have you ever had kimchi?
I don't know.
You know, our friend Mimi, I'd be at their house, they'd be throwing little parties, and she's opening jars of it and laying it out, and I'm like, oh, God, I'm going to throw up.
What's it look like?
Fermented cabbage.
No. Okay.
Which I think that's kind of
probably
what
it is. Okay.
But I never got the chance to taste it.
Well, unfortunately for your gut biome, you missed out.
I mean, what you doing? The kids go out for Halloween candy and they come back, they on that sugar high. It's like, all right, I fixed some sauerkraut. Line up in the kitchen.
If you do it right, yeah, you tell them you can have some candy, but you have to have sauerkraut with each one. And that'll help keep them from eating too much candy, too.
I don't feel like I ever had an issue with too much candy. I just ate it. And then I went to bed. It wasn't.
Yeah.
As your kid, it doesn't sit in your stomach the same way as an adult.
But do you like sometimes eat a whole bag of M&Ms, like the family size bag of M&Ms, and
yes.
Think, why did I do that? Or
no, I never think why. I'm like, why didn't I buy two bags?
And Tori, I wasn't really talking about kids here. This is for the adults that are binging on the food.
This is for the adults that's stealing all the Halloween candy from their kids.
Exactly. Because you know you go in there after they go to bed and you pick out some candy bars and some stuff that you like. Mm-hmm. And so then afterwards you need to balance out your gut. I never knew sauerkraut was so good for you. I'm not like Kato. I wouldn't want to eat a whole can of it, but I'll have it on a hot dog or on a Reuben or something.
And as much as you complain about your gut, I think you probably need to up your intake of sauerkraut and yogurt.
Up yours. Maybe we both need to.
I'm going to go have a Reuben today, and I'm going to have sauerkraut on
it. I'll just buy a can of sauerkraut, come in, and eat it here in the morning.
Don't do that.
I mean, do it. It won't be as crunchy.
I will honestly.
What sauerkraut's going to do to your intestines later.
I know what it's going to do to the studio, and
that's
it's going to smell
I'm
it up.
Saying.
Is cabbage or sauerkraut worse when you're cooking it?
Isn't sauerkraut cabbage?
Or what's that other thing, the little round things? Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, so good.
They stink.
They do.
Get them at Red Lobster, and they're kind of crispy.
Yeah,
in that
they
sauce.
Put them in sugar and bake them with crispy sugar on them.
They're still good.
Maybe I need to put chocolate on my Brussels sprouts. Here's some chocolate Brussels sprouts, kids.
You know, that might work.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
What does it mean when someone gets you a self-help book or maybe sends you a self-help meme or video? Because hey, Christmas is gonna be coming up before you know it. Maybe someone in your life needs that self-help book. But research shows self-help books often make you feel worse about yourself than better about yourself.
Well, why would someone get you a self-help book unless you asked for it?
Yeah, right? I agree.
Because they're assuming something about you.
But even when you buy it yourself, they say these make you feel worse. When you feel down, turning to a self-help book might seem like a good solution, but new research suggests it probably won't leave you feeling a whole lot better. The results of the study shows that readers of problem-focused self-help books had the greatest depressive symptoms, while those who read growth-oriented material had greater stress reactive to the books.
Not to mention the cashier is going to judge you.
Oh. Mm.
You don't want to take it. Like, there's no self-checkout at Barnes & Noble, I don't think.
Right.
So, you know, she's like, rough day.
Well, no, I'm buying this for somebody else.
I don't think I'd feel bad reading the book. I'd feel bad if some friend gave it to me and like, you need to improve yourself here.
Well, that's the same thing they say. It's a problem when someone sends you like a meme or sends you like a reel that has to do with self-help or maybe, you know, a post about how to improve an area of your life. Like, you know, you can be less selfish if you do these three things or, you know, you need to spend more time with your kids.
All right. I think there's two solutions to this. Either you cut off friendship with this person or you immediately find something they need improvement on and offer them a return favor by telling them about something that'll improve how they behave badly.
Well, they're not doing it out of hate.
Yeah.
They're not doing it to get revenge. Just like, hey, you know what? This video helped me. I think you might enjoy this.
It's like when somebody offers you a piece of gum. They're just trying to improve you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they're not calling you out.
And you always take the piece of gum.
They say if anyone ever asks, take it.
Yeah, and so you always take the reel that they sent you.
Yeah, thank you for bettering me.
You just said it, you're fine when you watch it, but when someone sends it to you.
It would make me feel bad, but I would think, I mean, depending on the friend, I would know my friends that would want to prove me not to call me out.
I think you need to actually preface it with, hey, this one helped me out a lot. I thought you might enjoy it.
I don't need the same help as you do.
Oh, you don't?
Not the same as you. We all have our own problems.
But still, if someone's trying to do good and send you something that's helping improve their life, and now I will say, it does depend on how long the video is. If it's 15 minutes, I don't want those.
You're going to be mad sending me something that long.
I think we're assuming people want to change, too. What if we like our not-so-great qualities?
We might even assume that they think that they have this problem when they don't.
Yeah,
like, they're sitting there going, I don't have that problem. Why are you sending this to me?
They're like, funny. I was thinking the same about you, and you're the one who sent this to me.
You
interesting.
Guys, you guys are acting like it's like bad stuff. Like, you know,
I mean, you brought it up not in a good way.
It's not good. You're not trying to change something they're doing right.
Like spending more time with your kids video or something like that.
Oh, my God. So you're basically telling the person, you don't spend enough time with your kids, I've noticed.
Well, you sent this to me on social media because you, too, were not spending time with your kids.
Exactly.
I tell you, there's a book I'd buy some friends. It's Driving for Dummies.
Okay.
Would that offend them if I sent them that book?
It would.
So I call them out when I'm riding with them.
Okay, well, at least you've established that.
It's like, while you're riding with them, you're like, what's your address? I'm going to send you something from Amazon today.
Just thought of something for you.
Yeah. And usually it's the person, well, in your case, maybe not, but someone who's a horrible driver that's telling you you need to improve.
But I mean, I know you've probably sent some videos before thinking it might help. Like, how about if they send like a comedian, a funny video?
Okay, that's entirely different. You're not telling them that they're messed up their life and they need to fix it.
No, but you're taking it to the extreme. This is just like one little minute video of how to, you know, have more time during your workday or something.
Well, you're taking away my time during the workday by sending me that.
There's no, I'm not sending you anything.
Thank you. All right.
I got a few I want to send you.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
I think we can all agree that grocery prices are ridiculous right now.
Yeah.
It is crazy just going and trying to get food to feed your family.
Mm-hmm.
70% of Americans say they are worried about the cost of groceries right now, specifically dairy, meat, pantry items, and produce, which is most of your groceries except for maybe the junk stuff.
Well, the eggs have been coming down in price.
Eggs have come down. They're probably one of the few things that has.
The cereal doesn't. I mean, it's like $5 a box for the little thin, paper-thin cereal boxes now. Mm. Like, what's up with that? And then they'll go on BOGO. And you're like, oh, you know, you guys are just making money.
Yeah.
50% of them say they are often comparing grocery prices. That is up from the previous month. And a lot of people are experiencing price shock or price surprise where they notice higher than expected prices. When they go and expect something to be a certain price and it's jumped up.
Mm-hmm.
And I have one of those apps where it's like a grocery shopping app, and I put the prices in from time to time. And so I'll go in and I'll look down at what it was last time I bought it. And I'm like, oh my God, it's not just my imagination. It really has gone up this much.
Yeah.
Now, here's what I thought was really interesting is that there are different ways that different people handle this. They say that lower income households will often buy cheaper substitutes like generic brands. They'll buy smaller quantities and they'll compare prices. Middle class consumers go to coupons to try to cut the prices down. And higher income households, guess how they handle it?
They don't care. They send the maid to get the groceries.
Well, they buy in bulk to save money because they do have the money, but they still want to spend, you know, better prices on the groceries. So they'll go to somewhere like Costco or Sam's and buy in bulk. And that way they're saving money, too.
Yeah. And of course, I think the rich folks, too, they'll have it delivered from the specific place, like a big bunch of them.
I will always go through coupons. And I will, anything I buy that I have to have that brand, I'll keep my eye on the coupons and on sales. And if it goes on sale, I'll buy it.
You're doing the middle class thing.
Yeah.
Is that like...
I don't consider myself middle class.
The electronic coupons?
Yes, that's all they pretty much have
coupons.
Now.
Well, you go to those sites and they go, oh, there's a coupon here. You can save money. You get there and I'm like, I can't find it.
I go straight to the grocery store.
Oh,
to their page, download the coupons they have, which are named brands.
Yeah.
And then I'll hold on to the coupon if it lasts long enough and wait till the item goes on sale so I get it on sale and with the coupon.
Or the little flyer that they got at the front of the store, you just grab that.
I live a boring life.
Yes, you do.
No, I look at the flyer. It's online too, Hawk.
Well, you're not alone, Cato. A lot of people are struggling with this right now.
Yeah.
A lot of people are looking for ways to save.
True.
They say if grocery prices continue rising, more shoppers may trade down in brands, so they'll get a generic or a brand that's cheaper.
Yeah, but even the generic's kind of expensive these days.
Right, but that's what they're doing to try to get it back to the price they were paying before. They'll also change where they go. They'll go to somewhere like Aldi or some place that's known for their lower prices instead of going to the more expensive stores.
I like those stores, that Lidl or Lidl or whatever it's called. It's the
Lidl.
Like the, I think, is that the generic brand of Aldi?
I think it's a different country brand.
Listen, I like going there.
Both of those.
The bakery's good.
Yeah, but I end up spending more money in Aldi because they have that random junk aisle.
Yeah.
And
it's
I will
not
just,
junk.
I will sit there and scan those items. I'm like, do I need this? No, but it's so good. I'll get four of them.
It's the best place to go right before Christmas if you need some gifts, just little gifts.
Yeah.
I go there.
Well, they say that grocery shopping is a routine and people have habits, and it takes a lot to shift those habits, but that is happening right now because of the extreme prices. So people are actually making changes. And they say that people are starting to go to different stores as a result. They're looking for the coupons. Like you said, they're buying in bulk, but they're finding ways to handle this.
I'll talk to my mom or sister, and they're like, well, I'm going to Food Lion, and then I'm going to run by Aldi, and then I'm going to check out Publix because I like Publix such and such. I'm like, the money you're probably saving riding around to these grocery stores, you're probably spending it in gas.
Well, it's like a little mini tour. It's like a little concert.
Yeah.
Well, you know, gas has come down a little bit, too. It ain't cheap, but it's down from where it was. But they say that these persistent high prices may put pressure on people's budgets, and that means they'll be spending less in other areas, which can hurt the economy.
Now, I do like routine, like you mentioned, when I go to the grocery store, because they changed up my neighborhood Walmart over there on 14, and they revamped the whole thing, and I could not find. I spent 12 hours grocery shopping because I couldn't find anything. I'm like, it's supposed to be in this aisle.
And then you leave with 1,000 things you didn't need and forgot the one thing you went in there for.
I wonder why they do that.
I told you a friend of mine moved from Malden to downtown Greenville, and because she was used to the layout of a Malden grocery store, she drove to Malden every time she went grocery shopping.
I'm all about that. I'm very routine.
I just go up and down every aisle.
Yeah.
Even if I ain't got pets or babies.
That's funny.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Well, everyone has their different threshold for what kind of PDA is appropriate in public. Now, with the holidays coming on strong, you're going to be around friends and coworkers and family. And some things happen, I guess, at these, you know, family functions or whatever at work. Mm-hmm. And we're going to find out what is appropriate or inappropriate today. So, PDA. Now, Tom is very good at this.
No.
We've seen... You've seen it in action at restaurants before.
Yeah, that's too much for public.
Well, this is what they say. So here's their feeling about PDA. Letting your significant other put their arms around you. 96% of the people say they're good with that.
I would hope.
I think that's okay. Yeah. All right. Holding hands in public.
I would think 96%, or I really don't see why it's not 100% think that's okay.
95% of people say that's okay.
Who are the 5% who like quit holding hands?
The people behind them trying to get down the sidewalk in downtown and they won't move.
Cato.
Okay. All right. Affectionately touching your significant other on the dance floor. It could be like a face caress or something like that, or your arms around them and you're slow dancing. 95% of people said that's okay.
I was okay till you said face caress.
Mm-hmm. Well, you put your hand like, is your, okay, you don't do that?
I don't like the way you say it. It gives me the creeps. I'm going to do a face caress.
Gonna caress your face.
Okay, now here's a few of the other ones that I thought was very unusual, and they are not as popular, but everyone has their different threshold when it comes to PDA. Playing footsies.
It's under the table, it's okay.
I agree. Couldn't care less.
58% of people. But I'm like, who really does play footsies anymore? Like, do you just like, what are you doing at the restaurant? Are you just touching each other's foot, or did it actually get in your way?
It's all fun and games till you accidentally kick him because you didn't realize he was that close.
Or caress the wrong person.
Yeah, table of four on a double date.
I was doing it the other day, and it was the leg of the table. Great. I got nothing out of that.
Okay.
But the table did, so.
All right. Let's say you're at a party or maybe at your granny's house for the holidays. Sitting on your significant other's lap at a party or at a family function.
Fine with that.
Or have them sit on your lap. All
not,
right.
Not family. Not in front of grandma.
Yeah.
PDA should be put aside when you're around family. It should not. Holding hands, arm around, fine. But don't be making out on the couch, sitting in each other's lap.
No one's making out. They're just sitting in their lap.
I just added that to it.
Well, don't do that because that's not, we'll get to that, okay?
Now, if you have to sit in the lap because, you know, you're at a family member's home with only like six tables or six seats and you have to sit on the couch to eat.
Okay, passion police.
35% of people say that it's okay to be sitting on people's laps.
So that means most people don't think it's okay. That's crazy to me.
It surprises me too because I don't think that that's too far.
See, it's they weren't allowed at our house.
Everybody's got their own threshold, they say.
Yeah, you're right.
So Cato is apparently uppity when it comes to sitting in laps
in front of Granny. Respect for parents.
All right, getting or giving a back rub at a family gathering.
Back rubs are just, I don't know why, they're icky to me anyway.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know what it is. Yeah. Like, you ever been to a theme park and that couple who's rubbing all over each other? It's like, you can't just hold on for 2 minutes. Like, why do you have to rub on people?
You see people doing that all over. Like, you know, like.
I don't know.
You see it on reels. I'm like, do you not see those where they go too far?
What reels are you watching?
Yeah, where they go too far with the person.
Very different algorithms.
have you not seen that?
I don't even know what you're talking
about.
It's
like where they're like at a theme park, and then she's sitting there and she's grabbing his tushy, and someone's got it.
It's just, I don't know. I don't know what it is about rubbing. It's just, I don't like it.
It's a back rub. I mean, you get those at like a massage place.
Don't judge my threshold.
Yeah, you know what? You're at the granny's, you know. The family gathering. He's like, move that turkey. Go, Clark, get up there on the table and give you a back rub.
Andreas, wrap this towel around you. You know how to massage. Now, my mom's walked up to behind me or me behind my mom and just rubbed shoulders, but it was nothing romantic.
Just you're just pinching those little bitty things right there.
I mean, I'm not laying her out and rubbing with oils.
Well, no one says that. It's just a friendly little back rub.
You get done oiling up the turkey, you're like, all right, Ma, you're next.
32% are okay with giving back rubs at a family gathering.
See, it's not a very high number.
I'm shocked. I can't believe anyone gives a crap.
Well, and 22% of what we were just talking about, grabbing your significant other on the bottom in public, they say it's okay.
That's fine.
Really? Okay, here you go.
A butt massage is okay.
Massage, just a little smack.
I'm okay with that.
Let me get that sciatic nerve for you. You want a deep tissue?
What do you mean by deep?
Well, deep tissue, you know, you're sitting there at McDonald's getting your Big Mac and you rubbing your significant other.
Well, nothing's more romantic than a little goosing.
Right next to the turkey.
Okay.
You know what goosing is? You're from Tennessee.
I got goosed once. I know exactly what it is. And even though I liked it, it still shocked me.
Of course it does. When you're not expecting it.
Okay. There's different definitions for goosing.
No, I don't think so.
It's just one thumb.
What?
Okay, there are different definitions after all.
Wait, what?
It's a pinch on your bottom.
Yeah, a pinch.
Oh, yeah, no. I've been doing that different.
No wonder John jumps so high.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women's society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, Halloween is almost here, and I've got a scary story for you this morning.
Ooh.
Something that'll put a little fear in you. It turns out there's something you're doing at night that could literally kill you.
Oh.
They found that people who sleep with this turned on are dying of heart attacks at a much higher rate.
Probably Netflix. That'd be me.
Well, actually, that is part of it, but it's even simpler than that. If you sleep with a light on, you are more likely to die of a heart attack. Now, this is people over 40, but 90,000 adults wore sensors on their wrists that tracked the light levels around them. And the study specifically looked at how dark their bedrooms were when they slept. People who slept in total darkness were the least likely to end up having heart issues, And the ones with the brightest bedrooms had a 50% higher heart attack risk.
See, if my room was dark, I'd be stressed out thinking that the monsters were under my bed and I couldn't see them.
But the real monsters come out when the light's on.
Well, I should be good. I only have about 16 night lights in my bedroom.
You're going to die tonight. They said even people in moderately lit rooms had a 20% higher risk. So that could be a night light or a TV.
Yeah. No, because if I'm sleeping in total darkness, I don't sleep at all, which is also unhealthy.
See, I don't know. They did this study of 90,000 people. You may be different than all the other 90,000.
I like to think I'm unique.
But you think about it. I mean, I've got a thermostat that lights up at night. I'm thinking of putting tape over that sucker to get my room nice and dark.
You don't realize what illuminates, like the little red dot on my TV for the microwave to those little things until you're completely without power. And when the storm hit last year, I had no power for over a week, and it was just complete dark silence, and it was eerie.
You know what? The darkest I've ever been, we went in North Carolina. There's this cave you can go to that the Civil War people used. And so they take you inside of it, and then they shut off all the lighting inside.
I've done that.
And you've never seen black like that. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can. It's the literal example of you can hold your hand in front of your face, and you cannot see it. It's terrifying. Scary,
yeah. That would give me a heart attack.
That was scary. I was like, turn it back on.
Sometimes when I just flip over, it's like my alarm clock will like shine in my face. Or if someone's sending me something in the middle of the night and your cell phone lights up all of a sudden.
I've had that happen.
It's blinding.
I'm disturbed about the even slight brightness that can raise your heart attack risk by 20% and heart issues. I mean, I keep my room pretty dark, but there are things, like you said, Cato, that brighten it up more than I realize. Mm-hmm. I'm wanting to start putting tape over stuff. I want to get a safe sleep at night.
Get you one of those masks.
That's a good idea, actually.
Well, I don't like those because it's kind of like your underwear. It kind of gets all cockeyed as you're sleeping throughout the night.
Where are you putting the mask?
I'm just saying. It's like you...
Wrong choice of words.
Yeah, you turn your head and all of a sudden your mask is over and it's only covering one eye.
No, it's over on your ear and you're like, why can't I hear? Yeah. What's happening?
What happened to my sound machine?
I'm deaf. Or I forget I have it on and get up, go to the bathroom and trip, fall because
it's really
can't
dark
see.
In here. Yeah. All right, well, I don't want to scare anybody. But apparently, if you've got a night light on, it's killing you. And if you sleep with a really bright light on, you are really increasing your chance of heart issues.
And then you throw in the fried food, the not exercising, and the smoking.
Yeah, I'm not even going to risk going to sleep tonight.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, it's Lena Dunham. I host a podcast called The C Word with my dearest friend and historian of bad behavior, Alyssa Bennett.
What is up?
It's a chat show about women whose society is called crazy.
We're going to be rediscovering the stories of women society dismissed by calling them mad, sad, or just plain bad.
Listen to and follow The C Word with Lena Dunham and Alyssa Bennett, available now wherever you get your podcasts.